I think something that would have really helped was that that price gouging bill that Mike Boss voted against. You know, corporate greed is in my opinion, is driving a lot of this inflation. Higher fuel taxes is raising the cost of transporting goods and services around the country. So when that price has to be raised to cover the price of fuel, that just keeps raising inflation. You know, to me, that's the big issue that we need to look at is how to control, how to address corporate greed, because corporate greed is one of the things that's really hurting this country. It's really separating the classes to the rich and the extremely rich to the working class and lower working class people. You know, that's the foundation of this country is the working class sector, and we have to build that up. We have to keep that strong. And, you know, just do anything you could, like look at the price gouging and look and see what can be done about the amount of corporate greed that is going on. Well, I think you would want to look at areas to where if you could lower taxes, you know, but you'd have to be careful with that, because if you went to lower taxes on something, you're not sure, you may not be sure what effect that's going to have. So that's something that you would really have to look at. Yeah, I think that could be looked at, but, you know, I'd want all of the information on what the effect was going to be before we did it. Yeah, but, yeah, the motor fuel tax, yeah, that's kind of a sticky situation as well. A lot of the construction on the roadways and stuff that's going on now is funded by previous motor fuel taxes. You know, once the infrastructure money starts coming into the state, you know, maybe, you know, look at kind of easing up on that some if you can. But, you know, like I said, you got to be careful what you do, because you really want to know what the effects of that is going to be. You know, just kind of approach it with some common sense.